Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, here with me, I have Jody Taylor, the Director of Tourism for the City of Effingham. Hi, Jody. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just well. So I believe we're going to be talking about holiday lights and festive sights, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you talk to me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our fourth annual holiday lighting competition here for the City of Effingham. We've been doing it, like I said, for 4 years now, and the competition just keeps getting better and better each year. So basically, it's exactly what it says. It's a holiday lighting competition for people within the Effingham city limits. We have four categories that you can nominate yourself for: a business category, classic Christmas category, which is just basically the classical Christmas decorations, Clark Griswold, which of course is like kind of the excessive use of lighting, so those are fun, and then Reason for the Season, which is kind of like a religious holiday display. You have until December 4th at noon to nominate yourself. So you can nominate yourself, or you can nominate your neighbor or somebody that you know that's just like a perfect, you know, that you think should be involved in this. But you do have to have your lights up beforehand. So we kind of do it where most people put up their lights after the Thanksgiving holiday. So you'll have two weekends, the weekend after Thanksgiving and the following weekend, where you can put up your lights. Call us by noon on that Monday morning, December 4th. Nominate yourself. Then we have a group of judges that actually go out and look at all of the lights, and they pick a top three in each category. And then the public will actually vote on those top three. So it's really fun. We kind of get everybody involved. And although you can only nominate yourself if you live in city limits, anybody can vote. You'll be able to vote on our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com, on our Facebook page, which is Visit Effingham, or at our Effingham Visitor Center, which is right off of Keller Drive, 1505 Hampton Drive. So you'll be able to do all those different things. Voting will actually be from December 8th through the 15th. Mm-hmm. And then we will not pick the winners. The winners will be announced after noon on the 15th. Our winners, actually, each winner receives $250 and then a sign that goes in their yard to let people know that they are the winner of that category. The business category, we have them, they actually get to pick their favorite charity, and then we donate it to that charity. So that's always kind of really nice too. But it's a really fun, festive way to kind of light up the entire city of Effingham. We've had a lot of positive feedback, and people really enjoy, you know, it just gives people an opportunity to go out and see a lot of really nice, lit houses throughout the whole holiday season. And we'll have maps of all of the houses so people can come into the visitor center, grab a map. We encourage people to go out before they vote and look at it in person, but we know not everybody can do that. So we will have photos up for people to be able to vote that way. But it's a really fun, friendly competition, and people have really gotten into it the last couple of years. So we're excited to continue with that tradition. We hope we get lots of nominations and a lot of people that are excited to vote. And actually I said the three different ways that you can vote. Everybody that votes is entered into a drawing to win a $100 gift card of their choice. So that's nice. Kind of an added incentive for people. And, you know, Christmas time, it's always nice to have an extra $100.
Oh, so. Yeah, especially when you're shopping for the family.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You might need something for yourself. So, yeah, it is kind of something for everyone, and we're excited to be able to continue on that tradition.
Okay, so with this contest and everything, are there any restrictions for anyone who's in the contest or for anyone voting?
No, the only restriction as far as the contest itself is you have to be in the city limits. So mm-hmm. You have to be in the Effingham city limits. As far as voting, one vote per person, but anybody can vote, child, adult, it doesn't really matter. Anybody's allowed to vote, and they'll all be entered into the drawing for the $100 gift card.
Okay, so with voting, do people have to like register on the website to be able to vote?
To vote online, we just have a link to a survey. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to get to that link through our website, visiteffinghamil.com, or on our Facebook page, or the link will be there too. Or like I said, we do print it off and have it out at our Effingham Visitor Center too, for people that just are not very computer savvy and just want to look at the stuff in person.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful contest, and I'm hoping that we have so many entries. So
thank you.
We'll see
us
what
too.
Happens. So thank you so much for coming in
yeah,
today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.